Finding Neverland's Freddie Highmore has sprouted into sort of a tallish Bud Cort kind of kid we all recall in Harold and Maude. But Mr. Highmore in his role as George Zinnevoy is not quite as fatalistic as the funereal Harold was in his early 70s romp with the hip elderly Maude. Even as soon as the opening credits of The Art of Getting By, you'll see George in the school cafeteria reading Albert Camus' The Stranger, proving this New York City teenager with a penchant for drawing really cool doodles in class is in the grips of his own meaninglessness. And he hasn't even really hooked up with Sally Howe yet. That would be the role played by Emma Roberts, who was in the recent film It's Kind of a Funny Story. It's all looking, I guess you could say, unmeaningful for George in the grades department, too, as well as just about everything else in his young life. He's way behind in his assignments. His teachers, one played by Clueless's Alicia Silverstone, all grown up and looking matronly, are aware of the brilliance that's coupled with George's inability to sense purpose. Art class even has George up against the wall. His art teacher Harris, played lovingly gruff by Jarlath Conroy, is riding herd on the uninspired but talented George to get his head into something just for creation's sake. Principal Martinson, so well done by Blair Underwood, is really on George's case for being so slacker city. Things are so uneven for him, George might not even make it to Diplomasville. On the home front, George's mom and her spouse are having financial difficulties with stepdad's business, as young George and Sally begin traipsing the path toward school chummanship and God knows what else. Further complications arise from both George and Sally's relative lack of experience in matters of, well, you know. Some sauce, but not a lot, is spooned on this tender, funny coming-of-age yarn PG-13 that has Sally's divorced mom, played by Elizabeth Reeser, as a lady who might be perceived as a sleep-around parent. There are funny moments between George and Mrs. Howe due to her sense of openness, not to mention when George gets sick drunk at a party with Sally, and she takes him home with her to sleep it off till sunup. Well, George may be depressed, but he's not that depressed, especially on waking up near Sally after an uneventful, soporous night in her bedroom. He may be an existential burnt-out case, but gals, Georgie is more than just a little shy. Another slacker of sorts enters into all this getting-by-ness, Michael Angarano, appearing facially to be a cross between Don Johnson and John Cusack, plays Dustin, a scuffling painter who slowly grows in Brooklyn. Dustin seems trustworthy to George, making him prone to take Dustin's lead as the listless kid struggles to get his art together. George's mother is played noticeably well by Rita Wilson, his stepdad by Sam Robards, the real-life offspring of Jason Robards and Lauren Bacall. Yet another cast member also has a magical movie name in The Art of Getting By. It's one of Sally's gal pals, Zoe, played by Sasha Spielberg. If you can't imagine who Sasha's daddy is, just think to yourself, Super 8. What's best said about art, though, is what's best about this first feature by writer-director Gavin Wesson, a sensitive newcomer to cinema who assisted director Bruce Paltrow in the nutty 2000 flick called Duets. Just pick up on the stern care and concern reflected by the educators portrayed in Wesson's Getting By, especially the principal and a couple of George's teachers. The looks they give him and the harsh preaching to they do in order to get the kid on track to something seems very genuine and terribly pleasing to watch. It actually brought back some memories and warmed up the old heart a little. Such a good thing these days. If you find yourself in a daze, these days, as to what movie to see, check out the film reviews by the guy with his voice at TulsaTVMemories.com or at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.